A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Daf Pei. Baba Kama 80A. Pagination is 159. We'll start from the facing page Masnisin towards the bottom of the page, the last quarter or so of the page, where we encounter a restriction that the sages of the generation imposed regarding a behema daka, the lighter types of animals, as opposed to the heavier work animals. And the restriction that was placed was regarding ownership of these lighter animals in Eretz Yisrael itself. As Rashi tells us, Shemavir es hasados, because these animals would graze and they would eat up the fields, and it would cause a lot of problems in terms of people's desire to plant, feeling that they were going to be so vulnerable. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, Rashi tells us, Muta Lagadel, you were allowed to own these animals. Delochai Shinon LeYishuv, we're not worried about the ramifications. Im Yafsidu Sados, if indeed your animal would eat, Yishalmeno, you'll pay for it. These are the laws of damages. But in Eretz Yisrael itself, to be able to have these herds of animals that would end up consuming would be a deterrent to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there was legislation against it. How far this legislation went is a matter for a different discussion. Is a person allowed to own a sheep, for example? A goat? But the Gemara on today's daf does describe the challenge as it applied, at least in one instance. Counting down from the top of the page about 9 lines, at the two dots, Tanu Rabbanon, we learned. Maisa bechosid echad, there was a story with a very righteous, pious person, Shaya goneach milibo. He was sick, certain type of illness. V'sho'alu l'rofim, they asked the doctors, v'omru, and they said, ein lo takono, his only solution is ad sheyenek cholov roseach mishachris l'shachris, on a daily basis, he has to have fresh milk. Now, we encountered such an example in Hilchos Shabbos, where there was a discussion, even though you're not allowed to milk an animal normally, because it's called mefarek, it's detaching from the food item and creating a liquid. There was a case where a person was sick and he needed the fresh milk, and there was a discussion whether he's allowed to nurse directly from the animal in order to get this therapeutic effect. So this chassid, this pious person, was diagnosed with an illness. He's got to get fresh milk. Ve'heviu lo eiz, they went ahead and they got him a goat. Ve'kashru lo bekarei amita, and they tied it to his bedpost, so that it's not going anywhere, it's not grazing, they're going to feed it and give it water in its place, it's not going to wander into someone else's field. And he indeed observed this therapeutic regimen for his health. Liyamim, after a period of time, nichnesu chaveru levakro, his friends, his colleagues, came to visit him. Kevin Sharawa Oso Ha'ez, and they saw a goat, Kishura Bekari Amita, tied to his bedpost. They were so surprised because the culture had developed that there was no such thing because of this legislation. Animals of this type were not to be found. Chazul Achareyem, they took a step back, Va'amru, and they exclaimed, Listem mizuyim beveso shalze, armed robbery is in this person's house. This was the legislation right in front of you, not to own such an animal because it will graze in someone else's land and it's going to be a deterrent to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. V'anu nechnasim etzlo. And we're going to go in to visit him and give him honor. Something's wrong here. Yashvu, they sat themselves down to analyze the case. Ubadku, and they searched into it. Velomatsu bo ela osa avon shel osa ha'ez. And the only shortcoming that they were able to come up with regarding this person was this goat that he was willing to have by his bedpost in order to have this healing effect. Otherwise, there was no critique that they could come up with regarding this person, even upon analysis. Va'af hu, and this person as well, b'shas misaso, at the time of his death, the Marsha says, he was saying vidui. Omar, he was able to say, yodeya ani, I know, she'em bi avon ala avon osa ho'ez, my only shortcoming is this sin regarding the goat, she'avarti al divrei chaveirai, that I had to violate the takana, the legislation that my colleagues made, but intrinsically, he didn't do anything of violation, but this protective statement that you're not allowed to have the animal because we're worried that it will graze, that it will cause deterrent to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that's what he violated on. And that violation was Mishum Refuah because of his health consideration. The Marsha says that the critique was all based on an awareness that he was a chola she'en bo sakana, that it was not life endangering. V'lo haya lo lahatiro la'atzmo, and he should not have permitted it for himself. Perhaps what's being said over here is that had he consulted his colleagues and asked for a dispensation, perhaps it would have been given to him, because in general we find that mitzvahs derabbanon were not legislated in cases of choli, in cases of health issues, but the fact that he took his own initiative and allowed it is perhaps what's being identified here as the shortcoming and the critique. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.